We have the apostle, we have the prophet. Goes on in this passage in Ephesians 4 to say we have evangelists, and these are ones who gather together. He gathers the people together to become the body of Christ. He proclaims the truth of the gospel, not necessarily just the truths of God, but specifically the truths of the good news of Jesus Christ. What has Jesus done? He's provided salvation. First and foremost, Jesus provides salvation. And then from salvation come the other things, the gifts of the Spirit, the healing, all of these things, you know, the whole issue of atonement. All of this comes under the gospel. But the evangelist proclaims the truth of the gospel to unbelievers. And he leads non-believers into a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so he or she, as an evangelist can be either, he or she is a gatherer, gathers people together so that they can become the body of Christ after they've accepted Jesus Christ. And his main interest is to see souls transformed, see people come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's the evangelist. And there are evangelists out there that go door to door. There are evangelists who just work in one job all their life. And then there are some of those who is kind of a dying breed now who go from city to city and do the crusades. Even though that's kind of a dying breed in our postmodern society, they still are out there. So we have the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist. And then we have what's called the pastor or shepherd, depending on your English translation. Now, what we see here is that a shepherd is one who guards the flock. Yes, does he lead them into nourishment? Yes, he does. But he does that because he's guarding them from places they shouldn't go where they won't get nourishment. So his main emphasis is to guard the congregation, the pastor does. Now, again, that's as a shepherd, and we've talked about this. So not all people who stand in the pulpit, as we say in a congregational setting, are